morning, team. Welcome to another episode of Badass Unscripted. This week, I want to talk about another one of my favorite podcasts. Last time, I told you all about Agile Chuckwagon. This time, I want to tell you about my friend Scott McCarthy over at Moving Forward Leadership. Now, not only has Scott got a podcast, but he also has, obviously, a website. He's got some written materials on leadership that you can download and read for free. And he has a Facebook mastermind group that you can join for free, where he poses questions, shares articles, and generally makes available a ton of really helpful resources for the emerging and developing leader. Now let's back up a step. I met Scott through a networking app, maybe between a year or two ago. And talk about separating the wheat from the chaff. Talk about a numbers game. I believe that in order to have any kind of success, you got to have a lot of lines in the water. So if you just cast one hook, you're taking an awfully big risk that whatever it is you want in life is going to come searching for you. But if you approach it the other way, if you make lots of introductions, try anything and everything, take risks, then the payoff is big. And Scott is one example of that. So I meet Scott, and he lives in Kingston, which is my hometown. So I meet him virtually. And we hit it off pretty good, and you know, we have a lot of things in common. He's Canadian military, by the way, so I have a ton of respect for him, just kind of built in because of that. But also, you know, we had a lot of shared stories, and we just hit it off and stayed in touch. And so finally, we agreed that one of my first guests on the show would be him, and he would have me on his show as well. So this week's episode of the Moving Forward Leadership podcast is with me, and it was such an honor to be part of his show, and we had such a fantastic conversation. And basically, you get to hear me, you know, unscripted, kind of unload and freestyle with Scott for 20 minutes to half an hour. So definitely tune in and check that out. But here's what I think you'll really get out of the Moving Forward Leadership community. First of all, Scott's a Canadian, so he's a fellow brother. So we got to honor the fact that, you know, let's keep it local whenever we can and celebrate not only our fellow countrymen, but men and women of service in general, right? But so much better than that is, see, the thing is with military that you, from a leadership perspective, what you can take from the military is a couple things. One is definitely that they're always looking for the best procedure. They need something repeatable. They need something that they can make automatic and habitual and commit to automatic muscle memory so that when the time comes to call on it, it's just there. What the military has been discovering, I presume, in the past 10 or 20 years is that if the procedure or the process ends up creating so much overhead that the machine becomes slow and clunky and ineffectual, you're gonna lose in combat. So it seems like what they're focusing on is not only what is repeatable, but what works, what is most effective and efficient. So when I listen to Scott's podcast, everything that he does, or a lot of what he does anyway, is about assigning like stepwise abbreviated process to things like goal setting, or even just defining what a leader is. And you as a leader looking, as you're trying to bring on all this different information, no doubt from so many different sources, what you'll really benefit from Scott is that he's taken the time to learn and understand and integrate and test in the field, because he is a leader of teams every single day of his life, so that he can figure out what actually works and then bring it back to you. So please pay close attention to this guy, because he's really got it going on. And I think you're really going to benefit from the training that he's had and the learning that he continues to experience and bring back to his teams. He's had some fantastic guests on his podcast in the past too, which I know you'll really enjoy. One of probably, well, he'll say it's his most popular episode, is with Mark Devine, ex-Navy SEAL, whose Unbeatable Mind Academy I was in for, well, I'm still in it now, but was in for over 3 years in the Mastery Program. So while you're visiting his website, you should go back and check out that episode. I believe it's episode 62 or 63, something like that. But you may be wondering how this applies to Agile. Well, as you know, what we're trying to do here at Badass Agile is bring you not the scrum skills or the development practices, but more the leader practices. And I truly believe that if you are looking to take Agile, especially out of the coding room and into business at large, so you want to bring Agile to human resources, to legal, to procurement, to finance, then what you're going to need are the leadership and success skills, exactly the kind that Scott is teaching today. And I know you're really going to enjoy the podcast. And to be honest, when I go through my list of you know, gratitude in the morning and things and people to be grateful for. Scotty, you're on that list, brother, because you are such a great guy. You're such an inspiration to your family, to your teams, and I believe to the community as well. And I know you're driving hard towards this goal, and it shows up in everything you do. And that's so important in leadership. I mean, when you meet Scott, you can just feel it in his voice that he's here to do something powerful. He's here to serve, he's here to contribute, and he's here to change the craft of leadership, and he's doing it. So do the man a favor, go check him out at movingforwardleadership.com. That's movingforwardleadership, all one word, no spaces, .com. I'll put the link in my show notes as well. And don't forget to check out his episode with me this week on the Moving Forward Leadership podcast. And look forward to seeing Scott as a guest on one of my upcoming shows as well. Now, don't forget, guys, listener questions are going to be a big focus of 2019. So please send in your scenarios and questions about being in the field, trying to live and breathe and spread agile every day. And tell me what your challenges and questions are. And I'm going to answer my favorite ones on the air in future episodes. In the meantime, thank you so much for listening. You can find me at badassagile.com or on Twitter at @badass_agile and on Instagram at @badassagile. I look forward to seeing you very soon. Until then, stay badass. And thanks for being a true believer.